Matthew chapter 28, verse 18. That's in the New Testament. Right at the beginning of the New Testament, you'll find Matthew. That's going to be in about the back third of your Bible. Or if you're on your smartphone or tablet, scroll down toward the bottom of the list. Matthew chapter 28, verse 18. Everybody in here should be happy today. The half of you that like the heater to be on was happy earlier, and now the half of you that like the air to be on are happy now. So we made everybody happy today. So those of you who don't like the air to be on are hoping I'll preach quick today. Matthew chapter 28, verse 18. We'll read the verse, then we'll talk for a few minutes. Matthew chapter 28, verse 18. Then Jesus came near and said to them, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth." Let's pray. God, we come to you and we thank you for the privilege and the freedom to be into your house, dear Lord. We thank you for the love that you have for us. We thank you for the love that is in this place. And I pray, dear Lord, that your Holy Spirit would be among us today, that whatever stresses and sorrows and pains and bitterness and hardships that we may have come into here with today, dear Lord, that your Holy Spirit would give us peace, would give us strength, God, that we would leave here trusting in Jesus Christ and his authority. I pray, dear Lord, that you would hide me behind the cross, that I would preach and teach in a way that brings glory and honor to you. And I ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Jesus had lived his life. He had served God the Father to the very end. He was crucified and he was resurrected and spent some time with his disciples before he would ascend back to heaven. And here in Matthew chapter 28, in verse 18, we see these last words of Jesus before he ascends to go be seated at the right hand of God the Father. And he says to his disciples, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth." Now, how much authority did Jesus have before this point? If all authority is given to him now, did Jesus not have authority before this point in his ministry? Well, I believe that Jesus did have authority. I believe that Jesus had full authority throughout his whole ministry. But Jesus used his authority in a much different way than most humans would use their authority. Now, Jesus is fully God, but he's also fully human. Now, we see authority all over our world today. There are people in authority all around us. And we see a common theme often with people who have some authority and who have some power. It's more times than not when someone receives authority, that power, that authority, it almost instantly goes to their head. They almost instantly use it for themselves. They use it very selfishly. They use it to promote themselves. There's all of a sudden an air of pride and arrogance. That one day you worked in the mailroom and the next day you've made it up to being a businessman two floors up. And now all of a sudden you are so much better than those measly mailmen that you were 2 weeks ago. Because you have some authority. And you are better than them, and you speak down to them. And oftentimes, that is the trap that humans fall into. It's a trap that we must be careful, because perhaps some of us in this room have authority today. Perhaps some of you are owner of a business, or manager of a group of people, teachers in a classroom, pastors of a church. These are positions that come with some level of authority. And too many times we see it in our government, in our businesses, in our churches, that people get a taste of authority, but they don't use their authority for good. They use it for evil. They use it to build themselves up. They use it for their own greed. And that's what separates Jesus from all the other authority figures that there are in this world. Now, Jesus is eternal. He has always been. And He will always be. And He is the greatest authority. He had all authority for all of eternity. But Jesus did something that is nothing short of a miracle. Jesus left His standing in the presence of God the Father. And Jesus chose to come to this wretched and rotten world. Jesus had all authority. And what Jesus chose to do with His authority was to empty Himself of so many of the things that come with that authority. Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 8 says, "Make your own attitude that of Christ Jesus, who existing in the form of God, did not consider equality with God as something to be used for His own advantage. Instead, He emptied Himself by assuming the form of a slave, taking on the likeness of men. And when He had come as a man in His external form, He humbled Himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even to death on a cross." The Son of God, who had all power and all authority, He humbled Himself. And He chose to come to this horrible world that we live in and to be a servant to all. For those of you who may be in a position of authority, here's our example. Here's our example of what it means to lead. That Jesus says, "I have all authority in the world. I have all authority in the world to look at humanity and look at their sinfulness and look at their disobedience to God and the commands of God, and I would be a right and righteous judge to bring judgment on sinful humanity." And Jesus would have been right to do so. In all of His authority, He could have chosen to have done that. But He didn't choose to do that. He said, "I will empty Myself of My authority. And I won't use My power for My good. I won't use My power to make my life better in any way. Instead, I will empty Myself of My power and My authority so that I can go and be a slave to the people of God. To go and to serve the people of God. To go and to serve God the Father." And what a beautiful Savior we have. Jesus Christ knows all of the evil and the darkness and the bitterness and all of the junk that we do and that we say. And then instead of bringing judgment on us, He showered us with grace. And so Jesus comes onto the scene unlike any other person with authority. And it's obvious that His authority is so much different than that of those who are here before Him. So different that people instantly acknowledge when He begins to preach and He begins to teach that the listeners instantly know that He is not preaching and teaching like those who have come before Him. And His audience says He is preaching like one who has authority. But His authority was being shown and exhibited in ways that were unlike any other. For those who had come before Him, many of them had used their power and lorded it over the people. There were many bad kings and many bad priests and many bad leaders in the church that had used their positions of authority to better themselves, to put the spotlight on themselves. Jesus Christ didn't do any of those things. He didn't come as an oppressive ruler. He didn't come and say, "I am the Son of God. Therefore, bow before Me." Bring all your riches to me. Do everything I command you to do, or else. That was not the heart with which Jesus came. Jesus came with a heart of service. So he emptied himself, and he came, and in a totally different style and type of authority that had ever been seen, Jesus begins to love people. He begins to serve God by loving people. Now, this has always been what God desires. It's pretty clear. You kind of cipher through all the writings of the Old Testament, and it's a lot of words there and a lot of laws there and a lot of commands there, but praise the Lord, Jesus kind of clears all that up for us, because he says what's really important is the law of love, to love God with everything that's within you and to love your neighbor as yourself. That's really God's command and God's desire throughout the whole Testament. He used a lot of laws to say that, but that's really what God wanted. He wanted somebody that would love him. He wanted people to love him. He wanted people to love one another. And almost every other person every person failed at that. Some did better than others, but that's why we needed Jesus, because he came onto the scene and he emptied himself of all authority, and he came as an obedient son, as a servant to God, to love on people. And Jesus begins his ministry. He begins preaching and teaching of the kingdom of God, and those who would listen, they would hear, and they would be intrigued. And they might not understand what he said, but they knew there was something about him. Not just in how he taught, but in how he lived. That he didn't come to be served, but to serve. And to give his life as a ransom for many, the scripture says. And so Jesus began to walk miles and miles, thousands of miles, I suspect, throughout his ministry. Everywhere, town to town, everywhere he could get to. He would go and he would preach and he would teach and he would show love and not ask for things in return. He was a humble Savior. He would associate with the ones that no one else would. Certainly not the other religious men of authority. He would dine with the sinners. He would associate with the prostitutes and the tax collectors. He would heal the sick. He would cause the lame to walk and cause the blind to see and the deaf to hear. And he would bring healing to those who would come to him and seek it. And so oftentimes that healing is followed up by a common theme, that their faith had made them well. That because they had trusted in Jesus, it is their faith that had healed them. Because they acknowledged that there was some authority in Jesus Christ that was so much greater than anything that had come before. Because they had the wherewithal and the faith to come and to seek him, there was healing in their body. But guess what? The other people in authority didn't care for that. And Jesus didn't do anything wrong. He loved people. That's not a sin. He loved people. He was compassionate toward people. He was merciful and he was gracious. And for that, those who in authority rejected him. Not only did they reject him, they desired to kill him. And ultimately, they did. And Jesus was crucified. And he was buried. And he was placed in a tomb. And God raised him from the dead. And he tells his disciples, "All authority has been given to me." When Jesus came and he was on this earth, he emptied himself of that authority to bring grace. But one day we will all stand before Jesus again. A Jesus who has all authority. authority. And there is grace available to us today. But judgment may await us in the future if we don't come to Jesus Christ and seek Him in faith. If we don't come and seek His grace and experience His mercy, we will experience the authority of Jesus Christ in its fullness. So what of us today? Have you experienced the grace of Jesus Christ today? Jesus uses these words that all authority had been given to Him back in Luke chapter 19. You can go back and read that this week. In Luke chapter 19, Jesus tells a parable. A very similar parable is found in Matthew chapter 25. Jesus tells a parable of a nobleman. And in that parable, it says of the nobleman that this nobleman went off to a faraway land to be given authority. And when this nobleman left, he gathered up his slaves and he gave some of them, 10 of them, 10 minas apiece. That's money. He gave them a little money apiece. And there were some, it said, there were some in the community that rejected him. They were appalled that this nobleman was going off to seek authority. And once this nobleman had obtained the authority that he had gone away to receive, he came back. He came back and he went to his slaves to see what they had done with what he had left them with. And the first slave had done well. The first slave had took the money that he had gotten and he had doubled that money. The next slave that came, he had done well too with what the master had left for him. And then the third slave come. And he had done absolutely nothing with what the master had left him. He hadn't lost it, but he hadn't used it for anything. One had made some effort and done really well with what he was given. Even the other, not as well as the first, but he had made some effort and done something with what the master had given him. But there was one servant who had done nothing with what the master had left for him. And the master was not pleased with this servant. The master said, at the very least, you could have put it in the bank. You got a little interest off of it. You could have got something. But instead, what I left you with, you gave me nothing. I've returned with all authority, and you have done nothing for me. Now, we don't see it in the Luke chapter 19 passage, but in Matthew 22, very similar passage, it says to take this one, this good-for-nothing servant, and cast him into the outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Now this parable, no doubt, was about Jesus Christ, one who would one day be given all authority. The one who had given authority to his servants, the one who had given responsibility to his servants, were expected to do something with what they had been given so that when the one with all authority returned, he could rejoice with them. So that he could say to them, well done, my good and faithful servant. And to some of them, he was able to say those words. But to some, he was not. And here Jesus uses the same language in Matthew 28. He was the one who went away to a faraway land, so to speak. He was the one who was placed in a tomb. He was the one who gave his life. He was the one that God raised from the dead. And it is in Jesus Christ that all authority rests today. So Jesus tells his disciples before he ascends to heaven, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. And the next words he utters are, therefore, go. Therefore, go. The one who has all authority has called us in the same way as he has called his apostles. He has called us to do the work. He has equipped us to do the work. He has blessed us to do the work. And one day we're going to stand before the one who has all authority. And what will he say to you and I? Will he be able to say to us, "Well done, my good and faithful servant"? Or will he say to us, "Away with this one. May be cast into the outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth"? Jesus has the authority to save your soul. Jesus has the authority to forgive your sins today. Will you submit to that authority? There are lots of people that are authorities in this world. There are a lot of people who hold a little bit of authority, and sometimes it goes to their head. But the ultimate authority, the ultimate example, is Jesus Christ and the love that he has shown for us. Will you accept his authority today? Will you submit to him today? Is he the authority in your life today? Is he the one you submit to? Is he your master? The one we submit to, the one who is our master, that's the authority in our life. Who is that for you? Or what is that for you? What or who is dictating your life today? Is it Jesus Christ? If it's not, you're submitting to the wrong authority. Let us pray. God, we come to you today. We thank you for your good word. We thank you for Jesus Christ, for being a better authority to us, God. We thank you for your grace and for your mercy. We thank you that Jesus came and he came with that grace and mercy and love and gentleness and compassion. And I pray, dear Lord, that if there are some in this room today that do not know Jesus Christ, that through your words, through the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ, that today that they would humble themselves before him. That today maybe there are some in this room or some listening online that know that their life is not in a good place, and they are searching and they are seeking and they are struggling. I pray, God, today that they would know that Jesus Christ is their only hope, their only strength. And I pray that through faith they would humbly submit themselves and seek him today. That they would seek him for forgiveness of their sins, God. That they would seek him for strength. God, that they would experience and feel the compassion of Jesus Christ today. God, maybe today the authority that we are submitting to in our life is, it's just not you, if we're honest, God. Maybe there are other things that have become our master. Other things that have become our motivation, dear Lord. But God, I pray today that we would just take a moment and repent, to humble ourselves before the authority of Jesus Christ. God, we thank you for love and for mercy and grace today, and I pray that each one here would experience that love through Jesus Christ. And I ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.